Yes, you are. Thank you, music team. As you settle into your chairs up there, for a special reason this morning, and I'm excited. I'm not even anxious anymore. I'm just excited, and you don't even know why. So, each of us is God creating. We are God essence, right? That's how we think about it in unity. God is, I am one with God. All is oneness. Come on over. Come on.
Reserve seat.
Yeah, reserve seat.
We just lost the reserve seat.
Make friends with the other side of the house.
Oh, I didn't know you could open
the house. Oh, yeah, there's so much room. So, yes, we are God creating. We are the substance of the divine. And we shape our lives with our gifts and our talents and our intellect. Our emotions, with our human will, with our mind's ideas, with our egos. We shape this life experience. And all of that shaping and beauty that we create and share with one another is all good. It's all good. It's called being human. And how many of you have ever had one of those aha moments where out of nowhere something pops into your awareness? An idea, a thought. Anybody besides me?
I forgot.
So let me ask you this. Where is nowhere? Hopped out of nowhere, right? Out of thin air? Where is nowhere? The last 2 months, we've been hearing from the Untethered Soul and Michael Singer, and he speaks about awareness. Okay? He talked about stepping back out of this waking dream, this human life, this experience that we are shaping, and stepping into the seat of awareness and observing from that place. Today we're going to step back one more step. Okay? We're not going to step and sit in the seat of awareness and observe our human selves. We're actually going to step backwards into awareness, into creative substance, into all that is source, God essence, spirit. With the intention of letting go of our thoughts, our egos, our connection to our human selves, and allowing spirit to create through us. That's where we're headed. There's two reasons why I thought to bring this to you this morning or sometime. And one is my own experience of meditation, which is one way of thinking about stepping out of our human selves, right? We meditate, we let go, we rest in spiritual awareness. Well, my ego probably took about 2 decades to become willing to try to let go enough to experience meditation. And I kid you not. I should, I can't, I should, I don't want to. When I finally began to let myself meditate, step outside of my human life for a period of time, I swear magic happened. I mean, I recall the first time that I was laying on the floor, feeling really not much except nothingness, and having an entire workshop just plop into my awareness out of nowhere. And it was so vivid and so real and so amazing that I thought, should I stop right now? Grab a sheet of paper, write it all down before I forget it? Or should I continue to trust, to stay in the space of awareness, one mind, consciousness, from where it all came anyway, and trust. Trust that if I needed to remember anything, it would be there. Truth is, I've done it both ways. I've stopped the meditation and written it all down out of fear I'd forget. And I let it go. And what I needed was there. Here's where I'm at right now with how I think about why meditate. How does creativity work? What I think right now is that when I don't step back, when I stay in my ego self, again, nothing wrong with that, my human self, and I try to apply my ideas, my thoughts, what I seem to know to do, what I come up with is kind of small, because it's limited by my life experiences to date. On the other hand, when I step away from all of that and rest in this great, immense oneness of all that is, I really believe there is, I don't know what it is, but spiritual substance is everywhere present and we are connected. And I have access to all of that if I but trust. I meditate to practice letting go, to practice being willing to tune into a different radio channel in order to bring more of that into manifestation. So I think each one of us has done some of that. Everybody in this room, you've experienced ahas, you've practiced meditation here. We're all on the journey. And we're all at a different place on the journey. So today's experience will be just one more experience to add to that which you may try again or not. Okay. The other reason we are about what we're just about to be about this morning. About a year ago, the music team was meeting. We meet once a month to pick out music and to get ready for, you know, the month ahead. And Tom brought an idea to us. He said, I wonder, or what I'd really like us to try, is to spend some time doing improv together. To just rest in awareness, in that space of creative nothingness, and let the music flow. And we all kind of looked at him and said, that is a nice idea, but really? Can we really do this? And we agreed to try, kind of like my agreeing to finally try meditation. For the last year, we've been coming at about 9 o'clock in the morning, every Sunday. Tune up the instruments, go into a guided meditation, and then let the music bubble. What a sacred space that is. And you're all welcome anytime, but just saying thank you for bringing the idea to us. Thank you for being willing to play with us. And for that reason, we, as it's become more habit for us, and we've just totally enjoyed that space, we thought, why don't we bring it forward and invite you into it with us? With us. So, what we're about to experience is a shared improv. You are all part of it. You all get to bring your energy, your voice, your inner rhythm, your movement, your whatever you bring to whatever gets created in the next 15 minutes. Whatever it is, It'll never happen again in exactly the same way. Whatever it is, you alone will experience it the way you do. Listen for your experience of what's about to happen. Okay? So, what you can expect is the following. We're going to do a guided meditation and to fall into silence together. One by one, you'll notice instruments and voices beginning to join the silence. Not with any music, not with anything but the inspiration that comes out of silence. We invite you to join in when your being is called to join in. Or drop out when your being is called to drop out. But your being, not your mind, not your thoughts, not anything that says, I can't do this, this is awful. You know, we invite you to set aside your thoughts, your fears, and join in whatever way feels right to you. Okay. You might join in literally with percussion. You might lend your energy. You might hum or ooh or sing words. You might get up and move around. It's all good. And it's all part of this co-creative experience out of the nothing. So with that, yes, you can. And we're going to try this, okay? Last week, how many of you were here last week? Emily invited us into a group hum. Do you remember? We didn't spend very long there. So, right now, let's do that. Hum, ooh, whatever. Just begin. Into stillness, eyes closed. So yes, we can, right? It's just that, that's it. It's allowing it to happen. As we go through our inspired creation together, you will notice that it might be rocky at times. It might really gel and come together. It's likely to change rhythm and volume and intensity. Let it go. Let it be. Just go with it. At every point along the way, encourage your thinking mind to set aside, to step aside. Okay? It's really about the experience, the energetic experience. After about 5 or 10 minutes, we will fall back into silence, and we will stay there for another few minutes. So I'm telling you that now so you're at least aware that you get to continue to set aside your ego, your intention to jump into what was that like, you know, and think about it. Be in the space, the energy that we create together. And if it doesn't work for you, and you don't stay there, that's perfect too. It's okay. But that's where we're headed. So, all right. After we're done, what we will do is we will come back and share our experience so that we have, you know, both the ego level shared experience of what we experienced in awareness. What I'd like you to do right now, and the reason you're sitting on one side of the room, is to shift your chairs toward the music team. And if you're in the way back and want to come up closer to this end, feel free.
really are some chairs up here, and I do encourage you to come as close as you care to come. Yes, you might, but you won't fight during this experience. Okay. So I'm going to come back by the flute and guide us into stillness. And then we're going to have at it. So we begin by closing our eyes, wiggling our physical beings enough to let them settle back in to that quiet space. Taking in a deep breath, feeling our entire body, and then letting it go. And with each subsequent breath, breathe in. Imagine letting go of physical form, softening the edges around your physical body, as if you could feel yourself melting like an ice cube into formlessness. Thoughts that are still going through our minds. What's this going to be like? I don't know if I want to do this. I'll trust. Just trust. Let me notice, too, the energy in our emotional beings. And we invite it to let be, relax, soften. We fall into stillness. We fall into oneness.
Thank you. Thank you. used to meditation. And usually when we have meditation, I'm probably the last one to raise my head out of it. And I couldn't do it this time because my ego and my spirit were fighting each other through the whole thing.
Okay.
I am so, my music is a big part, an integral part of my life. And my ego wanted to start, I started to hum way in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized it was my ego that was doing it. So I did not participate the rest of the night. But I still, through the whole thing, I was fighting, wanting to. And I'd have to go pull myself back. And I'm kind of proud of myself that I didn't participate.
I was going to say that, to be so aware that you knew that participating was coming from your ego, and knowing that that's not how you wanted to participate. Instead, you stepped back and you watched the push-pull. But what a gift to yourself in awareness and knowing.
It feels good because when I'm not in spirit, my ego wants to be the one that has an answer to everything. So that's what happened.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Elizabeth, when I let go and went into the silence, before we went into meditation, all I could think about was, where did I lose my checkbook? Once I went into the silence, all of a sudden it popped in my head. It said, you know, when you were cleaning out the company car, you put this stuff in the bag. It's in the cousin's bag. And I'm like, oh, that's where it is.
Wow.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Don't throw that cousin's bag away.
I hated thought I was bringing home sandwiches, and I go, no, that's all my stuff that I just had in that cubby hole in the car.
But thank you. I suspect you're not the only one who, oh boy, is my head busy now that we're supposed to get it still.
But once I stilled it, all of a sudden, like you said, out of nowhere, that answer just came. Cousin's bag. I'm like, oh, yeah, all right. That was good.
Awesome.
Anyone else? Everyone else. Okay, we'll start with Mary. Work our way around.
I, too, struggled with my ego, but when I was able to really step back, it felt peaceful and joyful.
Mm-hmm. Peaceful and joyful when you allowed the ego to, allowed yourself to step out of your ego. Thank you for staying with it long enough to experience that.
I just immediately felt the same peace and joy that I felt when I sang with a wonderful choir in Arkansas. Mm-hmm. It was like all of a sudden I was right back there again. It was wonderful to re-experience.
Yeah, and I wonder if you were there. I mean, who knows what is...
Well, maybe I was there with you.
Linda.
Well, I thought, oh, I'm not going to try music or moving or singing or anything. But I really enjoy simply feeling transported, you know, and moved by the music. So it was a real silent experience for me. And then, you know, words came to my mind trying to describe I wrote something. So I'll just read what I wrote that has sort of imaging as a... And I don't know where, probably I read this, some poet probably wrote, and I'm, what do you call, plagiarizing, but you never know where, anyway, on my final walk, may I go softly into the dark and silent night, each naked foot sink deep into the tender woodland moss, and that's as far as I got, but I just had images of that, and it was lovely.
Is that how you, as a poet, as a very creative being, is that how you experience spirit awareness with images, with words?
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing it is.
Yeah.
Thank you for being you.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. What's your
I thought you had your hand raised.
Yes,
before.
Yes. As with many others, my ego would jump in too, and my voice and my body have, I've always, I think, put some some kind of restrictions on it, the ego restriction, not trusting a vocal or musical kind of voice and movement. And so the wrestling was going on, but I just felt like there was a soul depth that was coming out, emerging, and just going with the music, impromptu music, was really helpful in lessening the ego restrictions and just allowing whatever sounds came out and ultimately movements. And I was wrestling about whether I stood up or not, and I finally said, well, heck with it. And did, and just started moving with it. And so it was very freeing, and there was a sense of the soul being expressed.
Wow. What a powerful experience. But you kept setting the ego messages aside and became willing to experience a freedom that you haven't allowed yourself.
Right.
The tune of standing up and singing with us and moving with us. Awesome. It makes you wonder how you would benefit, you know, any of us from more of this. You know, just allowing ourselves to go with the music, go with the spirit, go with shutting down the small voice in our heads. Karen?
Yeah, I had a similar thing as to what Bedford said. I found myself swaying to music and maybe moving energy. I'm not really sure what was going on. But so my experience was very moving in every sense of the word, because toward the end, I just had this immense sense of gratitude, and somehow I knew that it was for kind of re-revealing to myself who I really am.
Mm-hmm. Love the way you said that, but you were open.
Yeah.
Re-revealing to myself who I really am by stepping out of myself.
Yeah.
Jay.
With being part of this for quite a few weeks now, although it's always been part of my experience here, so this is not much a history, but the energy of the whole room just felt like it, we have our own energy, but it got multiplied and multiplied and multiplied, and so it's just, I'm still buzzing, still buzzing from the energy that we all generated, and I'm glad we all shared it.
Together we can do what we cannot do alone. In whatever sense of the word you hear that, right? My own little small self cannot do what together Source and I can do. All of us connecting to Source can do what amazing things. Other experiences? Good.
It was gosh darn beautiful.
It was gosh darn beautiful, thank you, Spirit.
It was also very peaceful. That's the way I felt.
Oh,
I felt
like
we were all like flowing down a river or something, and we were all doing it together.
Mm-hmm.
It was just so peaceful.
I too had some, there was somewhere in the middle where it just felt out on a spring day. And a,
You know, along with everybody else, well, I don't know with everybody else, but I just didn't want it to end. Because you're kind of like outside yourself, and I wasn't directing anything. It was like,
I'm surprised she wasn't floating out there.
Talking about that, I was floating, okay? So I wasn't, my soul was floating above. I live way out in the country. We have all these godforsaken animals coming and going and causing stuff, you know, like skunks and corns and things and digging the ground and stuff. But I was one with all that. Does that make sense to you?
One with the skunks.
One
with all.
Because he got mad. But I was one with all the animals. It was just beautiful. Now I'll go home. My dog have been faithful. By skunk, but that's okay. In my own little world, it was good at that moment.
But of course, you would be one with animal nature because that's who you are, right? But to your soul essence.
I don't know who I am, but I know that, I know that, yeah, it was awesome. I didn't want to. And I was floating.
All right. We could go on, and we're going to go just a little bit further, and then I'm going to keep you long, but go on.
I just kept wanting to have more rhythm, which I kept trying to find, like, a rhythm with the music, mm-hmm. and it because it was not, anything planned. That was hard for me. So once I let go of that, it was fine. But I wanted some order to the music. I'm trying to find order.
Yeah. And you hear that. I love it. Mary.
I had those similar thoughts, so I'll speak up. I've had different kinds of meditation experiences, and the music has played different kinds of roles. Sometimes the music is like a flying carpet, and you're not really aware of it, but it takes you off. And sometimes you get sucked into it. And today, when I was listening, I kept thinking of all the beautiful trees and the colors that are out there, whether they're still on the trees or on the ground, and the movement. And so I translated in my mind the colors and the movement into the sounds that I was hearing. So the leaves and the branches were moving, and I was hearing things come in and go out. And the colors were, if you were looking at a trunk of a tree, it was dark, and there were bass tones in there. And so I kind of transmuted that visual into all this auditory. So
wow. I hear for you a mix of, thinking, which we could think is your external, but it sounds like there was something very natural about the merging.
It's all one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cindy?
When we got to that one part, the thought went through, this must be what heaven is like. or being just a tiny fraction of being in God's direct presence. It just feels so good. Yeah.
Interesting that it feels good, even though we were making auditory sounds.
Yeah. It felt really good to me. We were fortunate to be able to do this weekly as a music team, but there was an energy here with doing it with all of you and sharing with all of you that we don't have, can't have without you. And I felt that. It was awesome.
Great.
John, Tom.
Well, as the starter, I found myself, as we got into it, there are certain times I wanted to, my ego came in wanting to hear, because I have more experience in the past with the team here, there was an energy there that I was wanting to get to, but then realizing that this isn't that. And just being able to let go of that was really neat. A couple times that happened. So the letting go was big for me. Just allowing it to happen. This is what it is, and it's just beautiful. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that was
really, I had some of that same, and needed to let it go. I couldn't hear you all as well because of where I was, but I could have stopped, I suppose. But letting it go and letting it be what it was. I get inspired every time some voice, and by voice I mean instrument or voice, all of a sudden picks up and soars. It's like, that's an out-of-nowhere awesome connection. Okay, unless there's any final spots that just need to be shared. Luann, of course.
This has nothing to do with this, but I think it's clever. Last Sunday night, I went on Facebook to check up on my grandchildren, and I decided that my grandson Alex, who is into hip hop, which I'm not allowed to listen to or go to his tapes, but I found that he was being interviewed on 99.5. So I turned it on, did a good job, but one of his songs is called Train of Thought. And it goes like this: you can't catch a ride on my train of thought. But that's pretty clever.
Yeah.
You had no bad language in that one.
You know, you can't catch a ride on my train of thought. You can't catch a ride in exactly what I am experiencing in an experience like this either. You have your own beautiful, unique experience. So for whatever you received today, learned about yourself or about this kind of experience, take it with you.